الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the first hadith in Bukhari Sharif narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said إنما الأعمال بالنيات، and which means that the deed depends on the intention. The outcome of the deed depends on the intention. This is one of the three ahadith about which it is said that this is one third of your deen. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to remember this in all our actions. I want to remind myself and you that the most powerful thing about this hadith is not only the fact that the reward, meaning what we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we expect, depends on the intention with which we do the deed. But this hadith, it is the essence of the concept of ownership. It's the essence of the concept of thoughtful living. It's the essence of the concept of taking control of your life and deciding to do something with it. So it's not just a matter of saying you do something and Allah will give you some reward when you're in the akhirah. That, of course, Allah will give. But it's in this world itself, in this life itself. This hadith is the essence of these concepts. Just to give you an idea or illustration, before we began our i'tikaf, 5-6 days ago, a young man came. Young man, or you know, a boy maybe in his teens. He came to meet me. I don't know who he was. He came from Todichowk or somewhere. And he came and said, I want to lead Taraweeh in this masjid. So I said, why? So he had no answer. He said, I want to lead. I said, I want to be the Queen of England. So what? Give me a reason. Why do you want to lead Taraweeh in this masjid? Right? I mean, the Taraweeh which is being led, done here, is it wrong? Alhamdulillah, we have four Hufaz. One of whom is a Mufti. So, are you trying to correct that? Is that the reason you want, that you think the Taraweeh here is wrong and therefore you are... No, he said, no, not that. Then why do you want to lead? So I told him, I said, you must ask this question to yourself, because... And then I told him something else. I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me not to allow you to lead Taraweeh. So he got shocked. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you not to allow me. I said, yeah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not give imamat to the man who asks for imamat. So I said, you ask for imamat. So therefore, I have to apply the ruling of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, do not give imamat to the man who asks for it. Because why would you ask for imamat? I'm talking about innamal amalu binniyat. Why would you ask for imamat? There is only one reason. And that reason is that you want the congregation, you want the people to listen to your qiratul Quran. Now if that is the reason why you are standing on the musalla, then you are committing shirk while you are reciting Quran in salah. And you want me to pray behind a mushrik? Sorry, doesn't work. If someone asks you to lead salah because they know what you do and so on and so forth, and then you accept, alhamdulillah, this is good, nothing wrong with that. But to go somewhere and say, I want to lead salah, that's completely ridiculous. But the reason I'm mentioning this is because that poor guy, nobody gave him this tarbiyah. So I don't know, maybe he thought I'm cruel or I'm, you know, crazy or whatever, but that's okay. The opinion of everyone in the world does not matter. That's a big learning in life. So, innamal amalu binniyat. Why are you doing something? It's very important to ask ourselves this question. In everything that we do, why am I here? Right? We go somewhere. You say, I'm going to such and such a sheikh, or I'm going to such and such a university, or such and such a school, or whatever it is, and I'm going to study. So the question I always ask, people come to me, asking for career advice. So I just said them once, very, very, very simple thing. I said, ask yourself, why are you there? Ask yourself, why do you want to go there? To do what? Because I have seen many, many young people who go to the stream, but they come back thirsty. They don't drink the water. Then why did you go to the stream? They go to the darsh, and then when the darsh is happening, they are sleeping or they are dozing or they don't take notes or, you know, whatever. So the darsh happens, but you get nothing from this. So it's very important to ask yourself this question and say, why am I here? In this case, I mean even the people who are in Etikaf, ask yourself this question, why are you here? We began on day one when I reminded me, myself and you, that we, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited us into His house and we accepted His invitation and we are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take from Allah. Take from Allah. Allah does not call to ask from us. We don't go to the house of Allah to give something to Allah. We go to the house of Allah to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important for us to take stock and say, now that 4-5 days have passed, what did I get? What did I take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I'm saying that because we are rapidly reaching the end of this itikaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the all the mutakifin here and everywhere and all the masajid in the world. May Allah grant them the best of rewards in keeping with His majesty and grace. But that will depend on what they do. And that's why when we come to itikaf, if you ask yourself, why am I here? Then you do not get involved in doing things which are either harmful for your itikaf or at best they are a waste of time. So you go to the itikaf and you don't pray, you don't read Quran, you don't do this, you are chatting on the phone or you are walking around here and there, you are hanging out with friends. Now, effectively you are in the masjid but you are getting nothing out of it. You are getting nothing out of it. It would have been better maybe if you were sleeping at home or something. You know. At least you don't have the regret of saying, I went there but I got nothing. And this applies across the board. This applies across the board. Where you go somewhere, you do something and you get nothing from that. Because you didn't apply yourself, you didn't ask yourself, why am I there? What did I come here to get? Right? Now, I call this the issue of taking charge of your life. Because you get two kinds of people in the world. You get people who achieve things, and you get people who tell you why they couldn't achieve things. There are two kinds of people. Those who achieve things, and those who tell you a story. And if you listen to those stories, of course I strongly suggest that you do not listen to your story, because all those stories are a waste of time. But if you do listen to them for maybe some research purpose or something, all those stories will be focused on the exterior, external environment. Why did you get nothing? How come you are a loser? Oh, you see, this happened, that happened, that happened. My teacher was like this, my father was like this, my mother was like this, my university was like this, and so on, so on, so on. And all of them conspired and the whole world conspired to make me lose, so what can I do? That still doesn't change the fact that you are a loser. On the other hand, you will have other people who didn't even have your talents, who didn't have your abilities and so on, but who achieved great things in life. Why? Because they spent their time usefully doing something. Innama al-amalu binniyat. They ask themselves, why am I here? I am here for a purpose. And that purpose is to get from this place what this place has to offer. So, are you doing that? Ask yourself that question. Because if you are not doing that, then you are wasting your time. Then you need not have come here at all. Very important for us to understand. That's the reason why I say that an ounce of focus is worth more than a ton of talent. Because it's not the size of your gun, but whether you can hit the target which counts. Right? There's one guy with a 0.22 BB gun, and there's another one with a howitzer. Who gets the target? The one who can hit the target. The howitzer doesn't hit the target, you hit the target. So talent is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Focus is what you do with it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you talent and you spent your life sending that talent down the drain, Who is the loser? Not Allah. So very important for us to ask ourselves this question and say, why am I here? What is my niyyah? And that niyyah applies to salah, the niyyah applies to every single thing in life. Every single thing in life. Whether it's your studies, whether it's your work, everything. Why am I here? You're reading a book, before you start reading the book, ask yourself, why am I reading the book? Seriously, do these things. Why am I reading this book? How many of you have ever done that? How many of you never even thought about this till now? Now don't feel ashamed, because that's how the world is. The world is full of mindless sheep. And there are some sheep who remain mindless even after they're reminded. So don't be like that. Wake up to the call. Before you read a book, ask yourself, why am I reading this book? Because the huge benefit of that is that then you will focus on the book and you will try to get something out of this. Why am I reading this book? For this reason. Alright, so now let me read this book, remembering why I am reading the book. I take notes and so on, so I get something out of the book. It's not a mindless thing. Even if you are reading a storybook, even if you are reading a novel, even if you are not that, I am not saying everyone has to be reading Sahih Bukhari or something. Whatever you are reading, but ask yourself, why am I reading this book? You are eating your food, ask yourself, why am I eating this food? For what? Not just, you know, stuffing your face, no. Why am I eating this food? And if you do that with every single action in your life, you will find two wonderful things will happen. Number one is, you get maximized benefit from each action. And number two is, you will never waste your time. You will never waste your time. Because any time you do something which is potentially useless, the minute you ask, why am I doing this, it will hit you. I shouldn't be doing this. Why am I doing this? Because this is a waste of time. I don't want to waste my time. So, and your life automatically becomes highly productive if you only ask this question and say, why am I doing this? Innamal a'malu binniyat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His deen and to enable us to benefit from this, so that we bring about some life change, not just listen and go away. Bring about some life change so that our lives become different after we come out of this i'tikaf. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.